This is the Mead House. I'm Jeff.
I'm Chris. And I'm impatient. I've been waiting a week for this. Come on. What is going on with this show?
We'll see. But first, we should thank our listeners because they tune in week after week.
Yes, we should.
And they probably forgot about how much I've been torturing you for the last week. To my credit, I've not been sending you the daily message of, hey, Chris, what do you think I'm going to throw at you tomorrow?
No, you haven't been doing that, but you... He goes, hey, you ready for the next episode? You said two of those.
Yeah. Because I got to make sure you're going to come up and show up. And it's not enough that we just get to sit in my basement and drink mead.
Have I ever not shown up? I mean, come on. What did we doing talking about today? All right, sorry. People, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
You guys tune in for my my torturing my castmate. You tuned in for him torturing me with durian. A few weeks back, maybe a month back, maybe more than that back. Gosh, it's the days kind of pile up. But you guys tune in week after week.
And we really appreciate it.
It's amazing to get to be part of the community here and get to provide entertainment for you guys, even if it's, you know, a half hour a week, an hour a week while you're folding laundry or, you know, mowing the lawn or what have you.
Just chilling on your porch.
I feel really happy to be able to do that for you guys. I appreciate so much that you guys are tuning in. You're sending us messages on Facebook or to our email, and it's a beautiful thing. I appreciate it so much.
And so do I really do. Now, what are we talking about today?
We also need to thank Box and Barley Corn.
Box and Barley Corn, right.
They're sponsoring us again for 2026.
Yes, they are. And thank you, Box. We really appreciate Jake and the people there are really good. They're passionate. They're helpful. They have everything you need. And it's
whether it's advice or ingredients or equipment, they've got the whole gamut.
Yeah, and they're absolutely there for you, and we're really happy to be associated with them, and just pleased as we can be that they're sponsoring us.
And, you know, to avoid even possibly
a four-week run.
4 week run. MHP10 is the discount code you can use for 10% off your orders.
Online, or if you go to the store, maybe they'll give it to you there.
Worth a try. I've not actually tried it. He kind of gives us the hey, dude.
The hey, dude special.
You know, I'm pretty sure if you asked him, he could swing something.
Yeah. At the worst case, even if you don't swing that because you're in the store, they'll give you a nice glass of something good to drink.
Yeah. That's. It's always interesting to see what they have on tap, if nothing else. Even if I'm not buying any. How would you go in there, have a drink, and not buy anything at all?
I mean, it doesn't work for me.
There's always something worth buying. It's the problem.
So, but thanks, anyway. Jake. Appreciate it. And, you know, Box and Barley Corn is our sponsor. We do appreciate their time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, meat of the week.
Right. Got to get that now, too.
Yeah, we got to have the meat of the week.
Actually, I brought something from my I had a tragedy. I went to my stacks of stored meads, and water got in and soaked a box.
But the boxes are all corked. It's fine, right?
Yeah, the bottles are fine. The labels are on the outside of the bottles. They washed off. I have no idea. And unfortunately, when I run low on certain kinds of, you know, my boxes run low, like half boxy, half box there, I'll combine the boxes. There's like three different meads in this box. And the labels are all gone. I don't know what I'm offering today. I think it's sweet apple, but I'm not 100% sure.
Let's see. It's a kind of a light amber, dark straw, maybe. It looks like a mead.
Yeah, this is in the bottle still, so I'm sitting here. I'm not worried about being bad, per se, but I have no idea. I mean, my labels were literally piled in the bottom of a soaked box, so...
This is as much a mystery as the challenge I'm going to put to my friend here in a fairly short order.
All right, so here we go.
Last for Chris. And I apologize to our listeners here because my nose has decided it is springtime, which is not as bad as fall time when it comes to allergies, but it's pretty close. And so I have some blockage here. My smellometer is not as sharp as it could be.
And me, I'm on 25 different kinds of medication from my doctor, so I'm pretty good. I think it's a sweet apple.
I get it.
I'm getting the apple fruit thing in there.
I get sweet. Now, if you had not told me probably sweet apple, I'm not sure I would identify the smell as apple. I'm worried that there is a perceptual poisoning.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's a light smell.
It's a little
It's definitely sweet.
That's apple.
Yeah, it's apple. It's got a nice level of acidity to it. It is sweet. It's apply. The tartness lingers.
Which was actually something I was aiming for. I was trying to get that the acid not about there, so I had to linger around.
No offense. The lingering flavor, not necessarily the flavor when I'm drinking it, but the flavor, like the aftertaste flavor in this moment, kind of reminds me of Triminic when I was a kid.
Try a minute.
Yeah, it was a cold medicine.
Oh, okay, well.
Which, to be fair, was the cold medicine I liked. It wasn't Robitussin that tasted like ass. Triminic was generally a sweet orange flavor, and I liked it a lot better than I liked the Robitussin.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's okay because this was a trial batch. It's one another of my experimental batches.
It has a fruity, sweet taste that I enjoy.
But I see what you mean by that cough medicine you back after you drink it and you breathe in.
You get the there's a level of the acidity, the tannin, and the sweetness that lingers, and it does remind me of that cough medicine.
It doesn't taste like cough medicine, but
No.
it does remind you of, yeah, I get that.
Especially like you take a breath in after you swallow.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it hits the same kind of nerve, the same kind of.
Which is not to say this is bad or that I'm not going to finish this glass and probably this bottle.
I appreciate that. Not my best work, but it was an experiment to begin with, so I'm good to go.
Experiments that work out well, work out well.
This one worked out okay.
So tell me more about the sweet apple. How, besides the apple, what went into it?
Actually, very little.
Okay.
I did not use any water. This is straight apple cider.
Okay.
Lewisburg.
Lewisburg. Okay.
Lewisburg apple cider.
That was the name I was searching for. Thank you for.
No problem. I used that's why I filled the bucket up of. It was a 3 gallon, 3 gallon carboy, and I used that. And I used my standard base honey that I get from Restaurant Depot,
Okay, yeah. Or
and
wildflower or something like that,
it's
right?
wildflower,
Yeah.
whatever. It's whatever combination they make. And then I got my yeast and I did it, and then I back sweetened it with the same honey.
Do you remember what yeast?
71B.
Okay.
It's always 71B almost. But it was 71B, and I let it ferment a month longer than it had to. I let it
Okay.
sit. And then I racked it, and I back sweetened it, and then I bottled it straight out. I didn't add any spices, any orange, any cinnamon, anything that I would normally use for my apple pie. This is just a straight hydromel.
You mean cider?
Or cider. Yeah, because it was made with apple juice. Yeah, apple cider, so it is cider, yeah.
And I'm not telling you this is a this feels like it's more than 8%.
This is actually 12 and a half.
No, it's definitely not a hydromel. This is a standard drink. You said hydromel.
Okay, fair enough.
This is a standard strength.
Yeah, this, yeah.
I think you meant to say sizer instead of hydro, and you meant to say sizer. You said hydromel.
I'm drinking mead. I'm gonna make mistakes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little early in the episode for us to be,
You think I started when I got out here?
I'm the one with the drinking problem, sir. Thank you very much.
It's only because, I don't have a problem. I can hit my mouth every time almost. Anyway.
You ask my wife, I hit my mouth a little too often.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah,
Anyway, but this is just a straight sizer. I didn't do anything else to it but the apple cider and
and the balance is very nice. It has acidity I'm looking for. There's a little tannin to it. When I, the tannin test to my way of doing it, you kind of like lick your teeth and your the sides of your cheeks after you swallow. If you kind of drags a little bit, that's higher in tannin. It's not like profound. I can tell you didn't oak it,
No, I did not oak this.
but it's enough. And that to anything else probably speaks to the quality of Lewisburg cider.
Yeah, seriously.
There's
I can't picture myself using, if I was using a cider of any kind, I cannot picture myself using anything but Lewisburg, to be honest. It's just so good.
it's they're all over the damn place. I've
Oh,
seen
yeah.
people in, like Tracy's using them in Texas.
Texas
I've seen them using up north, east, west. They're
and
kind of all
Minnesota, and
over the
there's
damn place.
they ship everywhere. And it's just, and we went to their last apple squeezing at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
And just the tons and tons of apples we saw being put in through the presser
Every day, constantly, the entire time.
for days on end.
So, Chris,
Yeah.
I teased you last week that I had a challenge for
Oh,
you.
now you're going to tell me? Now that I've been waiting all week for this?
Yeah, maybe. Fine. Now, you remember last week I was talking about some cans of malt syrup
Yeah,
from
your
different Belgian
Belgian.
beers, yeah, that I
You
found.
pull out the Belgian 1784.
1774, and I had a wheat, yeah, all kinds of fun stuff. It's not the only cans I found.
You said you had two others.
Two others.
What?
Close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm gonna reach behind here.
Believe it or not, I am closing my eyes even on the radio.
I've staged things for you.
Okay.
Now,
And you put it right behind me where I'm not ever going to look.
when you open your eyes, which you may do now, you will see two older looking cans.
Alexander's Sun Country Zinfandel, sorry. Bad habit from a guy I knew way back when. And I cannot say the other word.
Gewürztraminer.
Okay, thank Gewürztraminer.
These I purchased back when I was working at Bacchus.
Wow, that's
They were approaching their best buy dates at the time. They went on to the sale rack because the company that makes these decided they were no longer going to market what is effectively a 3 gallon batch kit in wine for home brewers.
these are both grape juices.
We are making a pint. Your
Okay.
challenge, should you choose to accept it, we are going to co-brew a pint. You are going to take lead on choices. I will say no to anything I think is a terrible idea, but otherwise I'm going to follow your lead. If it sucks, if these are terrible, if neither of these are good ingredients, you can blame me. If they're great, we end up with a fantastic result of 3 gallons of a piment that is wonderful and delightful. You get to take the primary on I made those decisions.
Okay. So are we going to put both of these cans, these two separate types, into the same thing?
No, you get to choose.
Okay.
You got a white Gewürztraminer, which is it's similar to a Riesling, but a little different. Or you've got a Zinfandel, which is a lighter side of red, to my way of understanding. And hey, for your reference, if you look over to your right by my 3D printer, you will see two bottles of wine
Yes.
on the floor. Grab those,
Okay.
please. And thank you.
There's one. Here's the other.
We are making some room for the sake of an efficacious exemplar.
Okay.
I have a bottle of Zinfandel and a bottle of Gewürztraminer. Understanding these cans are will pass their sell date. Hopefully good, but maybe not the best. I limited my exemplar status to bottles I could buy for under $10.
Okay.
Would you like to try one or the other?
I would like to
Or
try
both?
the
Gewürztraminer.
Thank you, Gewürztraminer. I'm thinking that is German, right?
Yes, that is a German white wine.
Okay.
Let's see.
I will try this with you. But the reason I chose that was because I've had a Zinfandel. I've not had this.
That's fair. And of course they don't even give me an easy access little tab on this
Why would they do
little,
that?
you know,
Why
knob.
make it easy? But
If you're going to price your wine under $10, you better damn well give me an opening to get in
do
there and
something, make it
enjoy.
worth my time.
I mean, the fact that it's under $10 could be worth my time. Ease of access needs to be.
Well, yeah, pay for that premium, man. And it go up to 11.
I could spend 20 on box wine, sir.
That big over your $10 limit.
Would have been four times the quantity, though,
Yeah, you're
so
just getting picky. You're getting picky.
I mean, we're doing the grocery store economics at this point.
Yeah, that is absolutely almost clear white.
Yes, it is a very light white.
That is just a shade or two above water white. It's just a hint of yellow. That's all it is.
And this is just a wine. It is not a
Mead.
mead. I can't guarantee that the Gewürztraminer concentrate is going to be as light, but yes, it is.
Looks like there's a little bit of bubble in there.
That might be from the pour. It might not be from the bottle. I can't guarantee one way or the other.
No, it's still there.
Very light.
Very tannic.
I disagree. I think it's very acidic.
Okay, it's sitting. You're right. It does. No, it's not tannic.
It drags a little, but it's not the. It is an off drive. To be honest, Gewürztraminer This is the white wine that I was drinking for cheap in Prague when I was living there.
Okay.
This is a familiar flavor to me.
Fair enough. I'm going to be honest, I'm not really thrilled with the taste. It's not bad.
It's just, it's light. It's not.
It's light and acidic. That's all I got.
It's not a script. Yeah. Would you like to try the Zinfandel?
I will try the Zinfandel. Let's do it this way. We'll share a glass.
Fair.
Because we had four glasses out here. One of them has my wine, my meat in it. And the other one had, now I just combined our two glasses into one glass. We have one glass available for Zinfandel.
And I've already drank my glass of Chris's apple, sweet apple. Because
it was horrible. That's why.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Fortunately, we have backup.
The sacrifices we make for entertaining our audience.
I need to tell you, this is tough. I mean, yeah, how can we possibly deal with the fact that we have really good meads and wines, and you know, even our efforts, and you know, this is okay, this is pretty good.
Let's be fair, we have good meads and passable.
Yeah, this is passable. I'll take it as a passable, but it's, you know, it beats a lot of meads I've had that just weren't.
So,
worth my time.
In the spirit of this challenge, Chris, let me expand further while I'm opening this bottle of Zinfandel. The challenge is to use the ingredients I have on hand in my house today to make a good piment.
Okay.
Obviously, you will choose between Gewürztraminer and Zinfandel, and maybe we will get this put together like before you leave while we're sobering up.
Okay, that'd be cool.
I've got a 3-gallon fermenter that just needs to be sanitized upstairs. So
okay.
We can definitely make this work and definitely make sure that one or the other of these cans is
usable. On the way.
But as far as what I've got for primary honey, you have a choice between sunflower, I believe Florida orange, or melter honey, which is that pre-bocheted honey.
Okay.
From Gardner Bees.
And honestly, what I'm going to be doing is tasting the honeys before I decide which one I want.
That's fair. That's entirely fair. One or the other is over by where you acquired the wines from.
That's nice. Bottles of wine everywhere, man. In the bucket?
Yep.
Okay.
Der big bucket.
The big bucket? I'll taste it later.
It's fair.
It's going to be a rusty mess to get that one out of there right now.
Can you see the label on what kind it is?
It says, well, actually, I can't. This is very easy for both of us. I won't wrestle it up here.
If it's got a shipping label, that's going to be the orange blossom. So we've got a Florida orange blossom, we've got a sunflower, and we've got a melter honey. Now, if you're going to go on the Gewürztraminer side, I'm pretty sure you're going to avoid the melter honey, but you might surprise me. Here is your Zinfandel, sir.
Now, this is dark red.
Yes. Zinfandel by itself is red. You can get a rosé Zinfandel or a lighter Zinfandel sometimes, but the baseline Zinfandel is
very dry.
And it tastes as well.
It's way different than the Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer?
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Da.
Okay.
I mean, jawohl.
Yeah.
I said da, like I'm Russian. Jawohl.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'll be honest, I think I like to do the Gewürztraminer.
Okay. So we're going for the white wine.
It's lighter. That's the reason I like it. It's lighter.
It is very light. And I think it could be pleasant.
And if just a raw guess of whether the honey I'm going to do, it's either going to be the orange or the sunflower at this point without light white.
I think that's fair. I think that is fair.
I might do the melter with the Zinfandel, but I'm not going to do it with the
Gewürztraminer. That, as with the Gewürztraminer, yeah, that is fair. That is entirely fair. Now, having tasted the Gewürztraminer, I will say the sunflower honey doesn't have a lot of strong other varietal character. It's a little bit more like a clover or a wildflower compared to the orange blossom, which has a citrusy character to it.
Okay.
We haven't tasted either. I'm not going to drag 80-pound, 60-pound barrels of honey down here and force you to try them before we make decisions.
Although that would be funny to see.
This is an audio show, not a video show. All they're going to hear is, oh,
listen, let me rephrase. Funny for me. Love you, Jeff.
I've tortured you for an entire week.
That's fair.
Putting up with an hour or two of torture. So, anyway, I think we are leaning towards the gorse meter.
Yeah, that's
we're leaning towards either the sunflower or the orange blossom. And I think that's kind of as to be expected. There are some choices we need to make for this challenge.
Okay.
Beast.
Unless something presents itself better, it'll be a 71B. However, I'm not above looking at the characteristics of a few other yeasts.
All right. In the spirit of using what I have on hand, here is the box of rye wine yeasts and other yeasts that I have in my little mini fridge.
Okay, the QA-23 is right out. I'm not going for any of those flavors.
Okay. I mean, tropical flavors could be interesting here, but you are taking primary on this.
Yeah. Okay, K1V1116.
That's the champagne yeast that I use for a lot of cidery, apple-y stuff.
That's possible. The ale yeast is right out because I don't want the...
Vosk Vike, though.
Yeah, that could work a little quicker.
Plus it's citrusy notes, too.
That would be good.
I
don't know what that is.
Soft lager, we don't want to use a lager yeast. I've never used purple. Purple is there for experimentation purposes.
Well, this is an experiment, so...
I mean, we can look up the...
It's right, cherry and black currant flavors for a red wine.
That might be more interesting for the Zinfandel than for the Gewurztraminer, but...
Yeah.
Let's look at cellar science.
And we have a Philly Sour.
I mean, unless you want to go hard on the sour...
Actually... Certainly, we should have it at hand. I am actually looking at the QA-23.
Okay.
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to do it, but looking at what you have here.
Vike might be an option, too. That's only a 10%. But it does have, if we ferment at a higher temperature, which is achievable with a sous vide stick, mm-hmm. we can get some nice... citrusy flavors out of that. Lemon, lime, orange kind of notes. As far as the purple dry wine yeast, just to read off their website, our go-to choice for those reds originating from the Côte d'Aron region of France, such as Syrah, Grenache, and Modvera. Also a top choice for Zinfandel.
Ah, there you go.
Sangiovese, Malbec, Merlot, and Pinot includes flavors of ripe cherries, raspberries, and red currant, figs, and jam due to its production of glycerol and release of mannoproteins, it produces full-bodied red, rich red wines.
Okay, well, I made a choice. Okay, the Q23 I've used before.
Okay, I've not actually. So,
you know, when that finishes, I'll bring it over, see what you think of it. I'm making a tropical fruit mead.
Good. That's why I bought that one. So,
I'm going to use the Quebec because I've never used that before.
Quebec. Okay.
I'm not getting that right.
So we have two options with Quake. And this is the rub here. We can ferment at ambient temperature and get a fairly neutral flavor, or we can ferment high temperature, like 95 to 100 Fahrenheit.
It'll ferment faster. I know that works for this.
It will eat four times as much nutrient, but it will also throw a lot of very interesting citrusy flavors.
I'm gonna go with that way. Okay, go to the high temperature.
Okay, we are fermenting hot. 3 gallons totally fits in most of the tubs that I have that we could do a stick my sous vide stick in to ferment. And so, yeah, we'll just ferment high.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do then.
Plan.
And this is something we're going to give you running commentary of.
Absolutely.
Tell you what's going on about it.
So, we're probably either going with the sunflower. Or the citrus fun.
I'm thinking citrus at this point simply because this is going to set the quake.
The quake will be in a very citrusy angle.
Yeah so I want to. Okay, because the pinot that we had last week should have been more citrusy. Cause, you know, we're thinking that maybe it dulled down over time.
Yeah.
I want to get more of that yet.
Okay.
Just on that experience alone.
That said, there are other choices we can make here. Do you want to add other fruit flavors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, last week after we quit, I was thinking I could not get Pyman out of my head all the way home.
Okay.
And I wanted to think, what would a pineapple flavor be in that?
I have pineapple juice upstairs, which is very on brand for this.
Yeah, I want to know what pineapple would do to that wine. Because I like the concept of having that tannin, I don't know what the acid is in pineapple.
It's not citrus.
It's not citrus, but it's...
It's close,
yeah. Right?
And this throws me every time, because I keep having to remind myself that, no, pineapple isn't a citrus flavor, but it's in that biosphere of citrus, yeah, where it hits all
hands. But it's an outlier that I really, you know, I like the taste of pineapple, partly because of the acid burn thing.
I have an 8-ounce can of Dole 100% juice pineapple.
Okay.
The only preservative in it is ascorbic acid.
Which is acceptable.
Yes. I'm going to let you drive as to how much pineapple goes into our wort stream here.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a little bit just at first, just a splash to see what happens to it.
Adding is a lot easier than subtracting.
Yes, it is. Oh, that took out the acid really fast.
Which is weird, because I consider pineapple juice an acidic kind of flavor. That's damn pleasant, though.
It's a touch more. Now, mind you, I'm putting less than a quarter ounce each time.
Oh, yeah, just a little trickle into a not quite half full glass of Gorgon.
Try that. It's mellow.
That's as dangerous as that mead we got from Tanner.
Yeah, that's right up there. I don't know if I'm going to put any more in, because that's just really smooth right there.
I mean, that's flavor balance-wise. Yeah, we'll have to figure that out from a achievable level when we make a 3-gallon batch of this.
But that, I like that.
That's nice. So, yeah, I think we're out of the piment directly, but from Melomel. Yeah, this is an urgent experimentation. And, again, we're using stuff I have on hand. Pineapple juice, I have plenty of.
I'm informing my wife of things we're doing here. She goes, she told my wife has told me now to pet chickens. Which is our way of saying, I may just stay here for just a little while after we're done.
The other option I have for you, as far as stuff I have on hand we could add to make this interesting, is represented in the cardboard box to your right.
Okay, juniper berries has a possibility. Passion flower, maybe.
Passion flower is that was Iron B year number 3. That was very contentious, because not the favored ingredient.
Hyssop has potential there.
Hyssop could also be interesting.
Not coriander, though.
Feel free to open, smell, taste a nibble, whatever you like.
Marshmallow leaf.
You do not need to rip those open. Those are just open as pop.
So sealed.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, jeez. I got one piece of plastic in.
Foe to the paw.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is a light flavor. It doesn't really add. It doesn't really attract.
Yeah, marshmallows, no. Hyssop, yes. That's got definite possibility right there.
It's like the good parts of black licorice without the harsh parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The passion fruit, it smells like grass.
There's a lot more in that box, though, my friend. You have all kinds of options. But yes, the passion flower was accused of smelling like a hay barn in the worst ways.
Birch bark. Aniseed, no, not aniseed. No, it's such an overpowering.
That can be very overpowering. I have presented Chris with my entire box of stuff I got from mostly mountain rose herbs, but also a few other different herbs and spices that have made the, I would like to try that someday, but not yet.
Yes, we have dandelion root, valerian root, angelica root, and mugwort. None of those sound like something I want to put in a citrusy.
Fair.
Thing, the juniper berries are, they got potential there. Okay, that smells like ash from a stove, from a fireplace.
A little bit. I'm going to taste one for the sake of... Just like gin.
Yes, just like gin. I mean, juniper, if those you don't know, gin is made from juniper berries.
Primarily, yeah.
Primarily. That's the taste you get from gin, the juniper berries. And I have a use for juniper berries, but it's just not this. Rose hips has potential.
If you would like an entire package of those rose hips, I've got a few left over from that was year two of Liambri. So
Lemon Balm, although it does have a lemon quality, it has a grass lemon quality.
Yes.
So I'm not really sold on that one yet.
And bear in mind, you don't have to use any of these. They're just being made available to you.
Oh, Rosa. I'm going to have to go through this whole box here.
Which you probably should.
And I will.
There's lots of fun stuff to play with.
Peppercorns are right out. I don't want that in my citrusy mead.
Maybe pink peppercorns, but smoked black peppercorns are no. A little too overpowering.
The orange fruit, maybe. Smell that and tell me what you think of, you know, with this right here. As I drink more of the pineapple wine concoction I have here that still have juniper berry in my mouth. That has potential there.
There is a level of congruence, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the orris root I bought because this is something that is, it plays well with gin, which is something my wife very much enjoys, so I should play with.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a fair 4 ounces of orris root, and it is fairly potent, so could we sacrifice a little?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we could. That's actually something I'm going to put aside for potential right there.
Sure.
Kola nut? No. It's too woodsy.
And, yeah, no, it's a little too much of the raw cola thing, right?
And also, same thing with the burdock root. It's even more woodsy than the cola root.
That's fair. I'm saving the dandelion, sorry, the roasted dandelion and the burdock together to make something spring fallish.
Okay, I'll be honest, the cardamom hull, I'm not going to smell that one because I know exactly what cardamom is. I love cardamom, but not for this.
I have whole cardamom as well upstairs, if you're interested. But the whole cardamom, yes.
Yeah, the whole cardamom, I don't think I'm going to run with that one. But calamus?
Calamus root, yeah.
I don't smell much of anything. I smell the dust. There's not much of a smell off that one at all.
Slightly warm, very light. Yeah, this is another one.
I don't think it'll make any real difference in the flavor.
Flavor-wise, it would take a lot to make a major difference.
But the Shisandra berries?
Shisandra berries? Yeah.
That may be something to do.
That's light, but it's interesting. Yeah. I'll put that for the orris root for your selection later.
And less thistle is right out.
Very grassy.
It's very grassy, and that's not what I want in this the flavor profile.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm going to smell the mugwort, however, because that one I saw. Oh, God. I open the package and a cloud of dust comes out. I don't know. That one has an earthy feel to it. It's not shabby at all.
It's earthy. It's going to be a little bitter. Bear in mind, mugwort is not the, it's not hops, but this is one of the more popular herbs added to
hop substitutes.
Gruits.
Gruits, yeah. After the gruits. I don't want, although it smells nice, I don't see it complimenting.
Yeah, it would be a little chip for sure.
But it's not the cardamom. I mean, there's an underlying taste in there. It's not horrible.
They don't fight. They don't fight. Granted, smelling that is going to be a lot more concentrated than tasting it. But,
you know, sometimes smell is all you really need to get that.
Cardamom ain't bad.
I'm going to put that, actually, I love cardamom. I mean, cardamom coffee is the only coffee I'll drink, but that's not bad.
I have faster priorities for a need to clean out my closet, but I've got a batch of that apricot with some cardamom that I'm going to do. There was an intention to do a while back.
Yeah, okay.
Apricot and cardamom.
Yes, that would be nice, yeah.
The Gewurztraminer or pineapple cardamom. Still an option.
But, okay, the juniper berries, I was going to say no originally.
You don't have to choose any.
I know I don't. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
But the challenge is to come up with something interesting or fun or something that you and I can enjoy.
Yeah, something enjoyable, yeah.
We don't have to send this to a competition, although we could. We don't have to get any kind of anything out of this.
I'm still going to say no to juniperberries. I have other ideas for juniper, but I'm not. Okay, it's not the fragrance jewelry is fruity, but there's underlying something underneath of it.
Yeah.
A dustiness.
Okay.
That I'm not happy with for this particular application.
Fair.
But I think I'm gonna stick with the orris root, Shisandra.
Shisandra, yeah.
Shisandra and the cardamom as my secondaries.
Oh.
At least for now. I mean, okay. I'm gonna see what happens when I get this fermented and then go from there.
But these are all going into secondary, not primary.
Yeah, these are secondaries.
So that's fine. We have some options.
But now I'm because I passed by the coriander seed just because I did, thinking no way this will never ever work. No, I'm still it will work. I still don't think it'll work. That's what I had in mind. So we got there. That's with black peppercorns.
Temptation. This is not for me.
Milder than I expected.
Mine has some hoppy notes to it, but
if you want a bite on it, that's a good way to go.
Mm-hmm. The smoke is not as smoky as I want it to be.
No. But if we used a dark roasted oak,
mm-hmm.
I think we get that out of there too.
Fair. Yeah.
Okay, that was now I've got peppercorn and juniper berry all over my tongue.
Where did our gourds remain? There it goes.
Oh my gosh, this is okay. This turned into a tasting contest here.
Mm-hmm. Now, bear in mind, I've also got tinctures upstairs. I have a cinnamon tincture, a sage tincture, a rosemary tincture, a sweetgrass tincture. I'm not sure if you've even tried sweetgrass.
I have not tried sweetgrass. But rosemary has potential here.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. I'm not sure about the others, but rosemary, that one stuck in my head fast.
Now, tinctures would definitely be a secondary, along with our friends the orris root, the cardamom, and the shisandra berries. But
I mean, the selection you have here is awesome, but I don't think I see any other candidates for the fruity, spicy that I want at this point.
Fair.
No, not definitely up the end of the line. No.
Let me get a smell of that.
Yeah, that's...
This is very much an experimental episode, so thank you guys for tuning in, playing along. This is probably going to be a bear to edit as we run around grabbing things and...
Yeah, see what else we can find.
The things. Yeah, this... It has a dusty cardboardy smell.
Yeah, I don't like itself. I mean, for dandelion itself, I would make a dandelion meat. That'd be awesome.
The dandelion root and the burdock root together are, I forget what region they're from, but they together are...
Work well?
Supposedly they make a like an old-timey soda that is
okay,
very highly thought of.
I smell the aniseed, the whole aniseed. And if I want no other smell in my wine... I don't. A quarter of a teaspoon will probably overpower the entire 3 gallon batch. It is strong.
Mm-hmm. If I were making an absinthe mead,
that would be it.
This and it needs something else, but yeah, no,
that's overwhelmingly strong.
Mm-hmm.
And the valerian root, just I know it's used for sleep aid and all that. You know, valium comes from valerian root, but. All it smells to me really is like herb grass. That
it can be very grassy from what I've smelled as well.
Yeah, so I'm not...
I think it just sounded interesting, so I tried it.
Yeah. Now, I'll be honest, I'm going to keep in mind... Now, the Shisandra, the cardamom, and the orris, I'm keeping in mind. I'm also going to keep in mind that pink pepper idea.
Pink peppercorns?
Yeah, pink peppercorn idea.
I don't have those on hand.
That's okay.
We have plenty of time to acquire those between now and secondary.
I mean, no, I'm just...
Would you like to try a little Shisandra?
Shisandra, okay. I have no idea what I just put in my mouth. It's spicy.
It's spicy and citrusy.
Yeah.
And very tannic, too.
Now I'm getting the tannic. Oh, my gosh. That hit the roof of my mouth really hard.
The good news is it wouldn't take very much to get the flavor you're going for from that, which is ideal.
It's not bad, though. It's not as... Oh, it's strong. Don't get me wrong. It is super strong.
Try with a little of that in your mouth.
A little of that is that pineapple wine flavor. Yep. We've
been playing with.
Oh, that's nice.
That plays nice.
That's nice.
They do not fight.
No, they work well together. I'm
it's same row.
Yeah, so I'm definitely want that in there because
okay.
I want that bite in the back for the that's nice type of thing.
Yeah,
the surprise. Yeah, that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm kind of excited, but I'm glad you set this up for me. I wish you would just told me, but but this is nice. I mean, I'm looking forward to this. This Shishandra root, Shishandra berry, I'm sorry. It won't let go.
No,
it's stuck in my mouth.
It really does. I'm going to try some of our sweet apple here to see if that doesn't let go.
It kind of. That played with it well, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It cuts the Shishandra.
No.
Enough that it, you know, goes away.
Yeah, it's starting
to go away. Whereas the pineapple Rostraminer did not.
But one shocking thing I learned about this is the pineapple juice, which is very acidic, has that, I don't know what the chemical is or whatever, that pineapple has that people think is so wonderful, that I don't doubt anyway. Well, but with the wine, and that grew into wines and...
Gewurztraminer Street?
Thank you. That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and the weird thing is that I don't think pineapple is actually that acidic. It has a flavor that is reminiscent of citric acid, but it's not the same as citric acid.
But it mellowed out the entire wine
mm-hmm.
to an incredibly drinkable beverage that I think Tan kind of ruined me on for a while, but that one plays in the same field.
To be honest, I'm kind of glad you picked the Lost Quake yeast because I have a feeling. Between the Gewurztraminer and the pineapple and the citrusy bits from the Voss and the citrusy bits from the Shishandra berries, we're going to want to drink this like late spring, summer. This is going to be a...
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah, this is going to be a chill, like summer kind of thing.
Oh, good.
So we're going to want to have this in a hurry, and Viking is not going to disappoint in that regard.
No, we get your sous vide to get up to that. Yeah, we can get it done inside of 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, easily within a week or two. I mean, I don't know how. What do you want to target? Fike, unfortunately, has a supposedly the alcohol tolerance on it is 10%.
I'm not worried about the alcohol. I'm really not.
It's just where you want to dial it into.
Yeah, I'm probably going to dial it 10 to 12.
Okay.
Because I want something drinkable and light ish.
Mm hmm.
But, you know, I'll be honest, my dialing into, I've stopped with the, oh my gosh, I gotta make this so alcoholic, it'll kick you in the butt for 2 or 3 days. I stopped that a long time ago.
Same. I had one conversation with a guy at Renaissance Fairs that he was also, you know, the mead guy. I'm like, oh yeah, and I made this one at 19%.
Like, cool. How does it taste? Yeah.
Well, you know, you take something that's alcohol tolerant to 18% and you baby it.
Yeah.
It's easy to get to 90%, but...
That sounds like more baby than I want.
How does the mead taste is where I'm worried.
Yeah, I want a good tasting mead. I'm going to probably dial in low on the percentages, like 10 to 12.
Yeah.
But I like where we're going with this.
I think 10 is a good target, especially if we're talking about, like, you know, something about sitting in the backyard, having some...
And I want to take this as a semi-sweet.
Fair. Okay.
A light semi-sweet.
Yeah.
Because I think I want the flavors to play out independently of the sweetness.
Now, bear in mind, as far as back sweetening out is, we also have the coffee blossom, the lemon blossom, and the, I think it's rainbow eucalyptus and strawberry guava.
I'm about to taste that one. I'm not sure about the eucalyptus with this flavor I'm looking at.
Yeah, the eucalyptus was light, but it's...
But the lemon, the orange, and the, what was the other one?
Coffee.
Maybe. I mean, it's probably going to be a combination of.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I'm a sadist. And I want to see what I can do with this thing.
Well, for a very weird, random, and experimental episode, we are running very close to an hour now. So I think maybe we should call this quits. And we should go make some together. And, stay tuned for in the future as we see how this goes.
Now, mind you, for the first few weeks of this, the first 1 or 2 weeks of this, we have nothing to report.
Right. Realistically, at, you know, 95 to 100 degrees, we could probably be done with primary in a week or two. Secondary could take a little longer. But conceivably, you've got a couple months before we get a good result from this that we can actually say, hey, let's taste this and see what's up.
Once we get to secondary, we're going to taste it and give you a report. And then we're going to add our flavors. And we'll give you reports after that.
Reasonably, we could open this can and say next week, oh, sorry guys, that was terrible. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But at this point, with the fun ideas we've come up with as far as Gewurztraminer and pineapple and the Sonderberry and all this stuff, like I'm willing to say, hey, if this can doesn't work out, maybe we get a Gewurztraminer kit.
Yeah.
For 6 gallons and come up with something.
I don't know what is an Osiris root.
Orris root.
Orris, I'm sorry. The orris root that I like underneath that. It's a under smell.
It's a light kind of very.
It's like adding shortbread to scotch.
Mm-hmm.
There's something under I really want to see in this mead. And I smell so many.
It's herbs almost sandalwoody.
Yeah.
Kind of light woody.
That's it.
It's just light wood kind of flavor.
And I'm if you can't hear me for a moment, it's because I'm blowing my nose because I've just smelled so many herbs right now.
We mention it's springtime yet?
Yeah. I was fine until I started smelling all your herbs, man. Anyway.
That's what she said.
Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us in this surprise. And, you know, I had no idea what was coming up today.
Guys, did you find this challenge fun? Do you enjoy this? Does me torturing my friend and making him like think about things for an hour or so, was that interesting? Like, let us know. This was very off the cuff, and I said, "Hey, I got an idea. Let's try this." And now
here we are.
This is the result. We're about to go make a mead.
Yeah,
you let me know.
And if you'd like to see us actually make this mead online,
Let us know.
I'm going to recommend we try to record this in some fashion.
Yeah, I think I have a tripod. We can stick my phone camera on at the very least, and
that's fine. And then you'll see me actually trying to put this together. And we'll even record. You know, we'll put it all together at the end, but we'll even record when we add the secondaries.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, my standard go to thing is I'll add my secondary, like cardamom, and this Chandra, and all that in secondary. That's why I want the taste to pop.
Right, yeah. That's especially with herbs and things like this, you know, that's the secondary time to do it.
Yeah, and now, you want to do it for primary? On you, man. But
now the good news too, for secondary editions, for the 3 gallon batches, we're gonna use one of my big mouth bubblers, like we've got this the Polish style sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
I have the big mouth bubbler makes a bag that just fits right around the edge to
really
to drop all this in for secondary.
Oh, so, cool. That's cool.
Perfect format.
And you know, just to let you know, guys, again, you know, shout out to Box Market, that's where we got this carboy and the secondary bag.
And the lid and the airlocks and all the fun stuff that we're using here.
Yeah, so this is all Box and Barleycorn, man, so just run with it because you can get this all here. Jeb?
Chris?
Although you've been driving me nuts for a week now. Thank you. I'm going to have fun with this, and let's get this going.
We're both going to have fun with this. That's the point. It's collaboration, buddy. And if this comes out well, and the more we're talking about this, the more convinced I am.
It's going to be kind of good.
Yeah. You're getting full credit.
No, we're going to share this credit because that's just the way we work.
Getting primary credit.
Okay, fair enough. I'll be first on the list. But nonetheless, guys, happy meeting. Join us next time. Thank you very much for joining us. Take care.
Cheers, guys.